everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the Gribble House in Savannah, Georgia. If you're interested in finding out more information about the house or other haunted locations around Savannah, check out our Savannah Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour, along with several of our books available on both Amazon and select retailers in Tennessee. Today, we're heading to New Orleans to talk about the Beauregard Kai's House in the French Quarter. Alan, you want to go ahead and give us some background on the building?
In the early 18th century, Ursuline nuns from France came to New Orleans to build a hospital, a convent, and a school to help out the poor in town. They built it on land granted to them by the King of France. A century later, in the 1820s, the nuns acquired a larger convent and began selling plots of the land that they no longer needed. One of those plots was the property on 1113 Chartres Street.
In 1826, a house was built for Joseph Le Carpentier. Le Carpentier was a wealthy man in New Orleans that made his money from selling slaves at auctions. He was also rumored to have been in business with the notorious privateer Jean Lafitte. We've talked about Lafitte in previous shows. He's a legend in New Orleans for turning on the British and siding with General Andrew Jackson in the Battle of New Orleans during the War of 1812. Allegedly, Lafitte brought stolen goods to Joseph for him to sell, and the two split the profits. Just a side note here, and a fun piece of trivia, international chess champion Paul Morphy spent some time in the house when he was growing up. He was Le Carpentier's grandson. In 1833, the building was acquired by John A. Merle, who had recently been appointed Consul of Switzerland. Unfortunately, Merle encountered financial difficulties and was forced to sell some of his assets, including slaves in his home. In 1865, Dominique Lenata acquired the home and rented it out to Confederate General Pierre Gustave Tuton Beauregard. But he's best known as PGT Beauregard.
Beauregard was a highly decorated soldier who rose to prominence in the Mexican-American War. After the war, he was named superintendent of the United States Military Academy at West Point. However, when his home state of Louisiana seceded from the Union 5 days later, he quickly resigned his position. Beauregard went home to Louisiana and he joined the Confederate Army. He was eventually appointed a brigadier general by Jefferson Davis, who was the president of the Confederacy. Now, Beauregard's career as a Confederate general, it wasn't necessarily very good. He was demoted, relieved of his command, reassigned, and re-promoted during the war. In fact, it's believed that Beauregard cost the Confederacy a victory at Shiloh, which in effect could have turned the tide, or at least been a major blow to the Federal Army. With Union General Ulysses S. Grant's forces penned in late on the night of April 6, 1862, Beauregard ordered his men to stop and wait until the next morning to finish the Yankees off. Grant and some reinforcements from the Army of Ohio launched a massive counterassault the next morning, and they ripped victory from the jaws of defeat.
As the war wound down, Beauregard was one of the men who convinced President Jefferson Davis that the South was done and surrender was the only option. After David surrendered and the war was over, Beauregard had no place to go since his wife died during the war and her estate was sold by her family. Beauregard, along with his children, went back to New Orleans and lived in the house at 1113 Chartres Street that now bears his name. While living in the home for 3 years with his new wife, Beauregard was said to be distraught while he lived on the property. Legend has it that he walked around the house and the property, often reflecting about the 10,000 plus casualties that took place under his command in the Battle of Shiloh.
Unlike most Confederate generals, Beauregard didn't immediately take the oath of allegiance to the United States. Robert E. Lee talked to him and convinced him to do it. 3 years later, he received a pardon from President Andrew Johnson. After the war, Beauregard dabbled in local politics and entertained moving to Brazil to be a general in their army. In the end, he stayed in New Orleans and eventually took a position with various railroad companies, and he also wrote a few books. Beauregard even considered running for public office in Louisiana and even received permission from President Ulysses S. Grant to do so. Ultimately, he never did, and he enjoyed making appearances around the South as one of the only living Confederate generals until his death in 1893. In 1904, the home was sold to Corrado Giacano, who operated a grocery business in the building.
In the early 20th century, local businesses were terrorized by a group of Italian mobsters known as the Black Hand. They demanded payment for protection. If you didn't pay up, you would have to deal with the heavies that the Black Hand sent to collect. After receiving numerous threats, Giacano refused to pay. Three men came to the house to deliver a message to the local businessman. However, unbeknownst to them, Giacana and two family members were armed and waiting for them. As the mobsters approached the property, a firefight broke out and the guys from the Black Hand were killed. The Giacanas were brought in, but were released after it was determined that they killed the members of the mob in self-defense.
The home changed hands a few times before it sold to the Beauregard Memorial Association, who wanted to preserve the building and keep it from being torn down. In the 1940s, the property was bought by author Frances Parkinson Kise. She immediately began to restore the house and lived there until her death in 1970. The home would be turned into a museum and has also become a popular wedding venue in the Crescent City. According to locals, the property is said to be haunted by the three mobsters who were killed in the early 1900s. Shadow figures have been seen around the house, and strange noises have often been heard. Some visitors to the home have even claimed to smell gunpowder in various places inside the house. The Beauregard Kise house is also thought to be haunted by the ghost of General Beauregard. An apparition of a Civil War general has been spotted inside the home walking the halls. Some people have even claimed to hear footsteps from time to time. It's thought that the Confederate general is doomed to spend eternity grieving for all the men who died on his watch in Shiloh.
We hope you enjoyed our episode on the historic home in the French Quarter. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations around New Orleans, download the New Orleans Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com, which features several of our books. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had, and feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Now, some of those books Chelsea mentioned are Southern Ghost Stories Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, Haunted Hotels, and Murfreesboro Spirits of Stones River. And be sure to check out our Facebook, where we have details on our paranormal investigation of Nani's Bakery in Murfreesboro there on the square. It's on October 23rd, and we only have a few tickets left, so please check it out. Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we appreciate everyone who's taking a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we head up north to Nashville to talk about Union Station.
Order. Alan, you want to go ahead and give us some background on the building?
No, not really.
Just a side note here, and a fun piece of trivia, international chess champion Paul Morphy spent some... Get closer to me. In 1865, Dominique Lenata acquired the home and rented it out to Confederate General Pierre Gustave Tuton Beauregard, but he's best known as PGT Beauregard.
You're just showing off now.
What?
I can't speak French like you.
I don't speak it that well.
Is that better?
Yeah, better.
I feel like I kind of floated up a lot on that one.
I don't know. You can't say some of our books if you're going to list all of them.
Okay.